China's dangerous perception of a divided West. Commentary. For decades, Western leaders comforted themselves with the belief that China's economic rise would eventually produce political moderation. Trade, globalization, investment, and integration into international institutions were all supposed to transform China into a more cooperative and responsible actor within the existing international order. That assumption now appears profoundly mistaken. China does not view the West as confident, unified, or strategically resilient. Increasingly, Beijing views Western democracies, particularly the United States, as internally divided, economically burdened, culturally fragmented, and psychologically exhausted. This perception matters enormously because history demonstrates that wars and geopolitical crises often emerge not simply from raw military capability, but from how rival powers interpret each other's strength, resolve, and cohesion. According to a recent report from the Chongyang Institute at Renmin University, influential Chinese analysts hear the heavy and haunting toll of an empire's evening bell in America. This is not merely rhetorical flourish. It is an important insight into how elements of China's political and intellectual establishment increasingly interpret the trajectory of the United States and the broader democratic West. From Beijing's perspective, the evidence appears everywhere. Endless political polarization. Rising public distrust in institutions. Social fragmentation. Massive debt accumulation. Declining civic cohesion. Western hesitation and inconsistency abroad. China's leadership increasingly sees not temporary political turbulence, but the symptoms of systemic decline. What many in the West interpret as democratic openness and pluralism, Beijing often interprets as weakness and paralysis. Chinese leaders do not see vigorous democratic debate as a sign of institutional health. They see division. They do not see Western self-criticism as intellectual maturity. They see civilizational self-doubt. They do not see strategic restraint. They see declining will. This divergence in perception carries profound geopolitical consequences. History repeatedly demonstrates that strategic miscalculation becomes most dangerous when rising powers convince themselves that existing powers no longer possess the resolve to defend the international order they created. Imperial Japan reached such conclusions in the 1930s. Hitler similarly convinced himself that Western democracies lacked the will to resist aggression. In both cases, catastrophic conflict followed. Today, Taiwan represents the most dangerous geopolitical flashpoint in the world precisely because Beijing may increasingly believe that the democratic West lacks the endurance and unity necessary to sustain long-term confrontation. The Chinese regime studies Western political debates carefully. It watches growing isolationist sentiment in the United States. It observes increasing public fatigue with international commitments. It sees political leaders questioning alliances, military spending, and overseas responsibilities. Chinese strategists may increasingly conclude that democratic societies have lost confidence not only in their governments, but in their own civilizational model. At the same time, Beijing understands that Western weakness today is not primarily military. The United States and its allies still possess overwhelming aggregate economic, technological, and military strength. The deeper issue is psychological and political. China increasingly appears convinced that the greatest threat facing the West comes not from Beijing, Moscow, or Tehran, but from internal fragmentation within Western societies themselves. This is why the challenge posed by China extends far beyond tariffs, semiconductors, naval deployments, or artificial intelligence. At its core, this is a contest about resilience, confidence, social cohesion, and strategic seriousness. The defining question is whether democratic societies still possess sufficient belief in their institutions, values, and national purpose to defend them over the long term. The implications extend far beyond Taiwan. If China concludes that Western deterrence lacks credibility, the global strategic balance will shift rapidly. Nations throughout Asia will begin recalibrating their security assumptions. smaller democracies will increasingly question whether the West retains either the capability or the will to preserve the existing international order. Authoritarian powers will become more emboldened. Global instability will increase. Canada should not assume it stands outside this emerging reality. We are part of the broader Western alliance system that Beijing is actively evaluating. The regime observes our political divisions, our military readiness, our economic vulnerabilities, and our willingness to defend democratic principles abroad. Weakness inside one democratic society inevitably affects the credibility of the entire alliance structure. The central danger today is not inevitable war between China and the West. The central danger is strategic misperception. If Beijing wrongly concludes that democratic societies lack the will to defend their interests and allies, deterrence weakens. And when deterrence weakens, the probability of catastrophic miscalculation rises dramatically. The solution is not panic, nor reckless confrontation. It is strategic clarity and renewed confidence. Democratic societies must rediscover seriousness, resilience, institutional competence, and civic cohesion. They must demonstrate that open societies remain capable not only of prosperity and freedom, but also of endurance, discipline, and resolve. China is carefully watching whether the West still believes in itself. The answer may determine the stability of this century.